Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Cat by Melanie Tibaldus, Texas, USA. I was on my way to work. The sky was clear and traffic was light. I have a tendency to look around as I drive, always admiring the scenery, even if I've driven by 1,000 times before. This day was no different from normal, except maybe that it was prettier than most. Unexpectedly, I felt my car run over something in the road. I hadn't seen anything. I looked in my rearview mirror and was horrified to see a cat rolling in the road behind me. I'd clearly run over it. I stopped my car as quickly as possible and ran back to the cat, but it was dead. A little gray kitten, about half grown, and I'd killed it. I stood there in disbelief while a sense of grief overcame me. I'd never run over an animal before. I knew that I couldn't just leave the cat there. Seeing its body every day as I drove to work would have haunted me. I picked it up and took it back to the car. I placed the cat in the trunk and stood behind the car. I couldn't just drive away. I found myself crying uncontrollably. Okay, so it was just a cat, but I hadn't even seen it at all before I hit it. I kept thinking that it could have been anything. I could have hit another car or a pedestrian. How could I be so blind as to run over a cat on a clear stretch of road in bright daylight without even having seen it? In a little while, a car stopped in front of mine. A man in a suit got out and walked over to me. I'm sure I must have looked horrible and I felt stupid for crying. I wiped my tears as he approached. "Are you all right?" he asked. I nodded, although I didn't feel all right. "I ran over a cat," I managed to say. He didn't laugh at me. He looked around, obviously for the cat. "I put it in the trunk," I said. "I couldn't just leave it there." That started me crying again. "Do you want me to take it for you?" he asked gently. I shook my head. "No, I'm okay." "You sure?" I nodded, and I did start to feel better. He helped me into my car, and we both drove off. Later, I realized that it was my neighbor's cat that I'd run over. It had been sleeping in the engine compartment. That whole day, I thought about the cat and the man. I couldn't believe his offer. I couldn't imagine anyone willing to do that for a stranger, especially when I felt so foolish about the whole thing. People run over cats all the time and don't seem bothered by it. This man sympathized with me no matter what his own thoughts on the matter.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.